Okay, let's go back to the beginning. According to your testimony, Pete has been hiding in the deep freeze and he's making secret calls on Sally Mae's phone. This is very important information, Drover, and it throws the case in a whole new direction. Drover let out a groan.
Oh!
Please don't groan in the middle of my interrogation.
Help!
Your information has raised two crucial questions, Drover. How did Pete get into the deep freeze, and to who or whom was he speaking on the phone? If we can come up with answers to those two questions... I noticed that Drover was staring down at the ground, shaking his head and muttering under his breath. Now what's wrong?
This is crazy. I don't know what we're talking about. I never said any of that stuff.
You didn't say that Pete has been... Suddenly, it occurred to me that this whole conversation about the cat was, well, pretty ridiculous. Think about it. A cat living in a deep freeze and talking on the telephone? It made no sense at all. Yet somehow, I eased my way over to Drover's side. Drover, we need to have a little talk. I feel that we've been having trouble communicating. Have you noticed that? He bobbed his head up and down.
Yeah, and it's starting to worry me. I hope we're not the cause of it.
We? You mean you and I?
Yeah. If we're the cause of it, then maybe something's wrong with us.
Explain that.
Well, I'd hate to think that we're just a couple of dumb dogs.
Dumb dogs? Those words sent a jolt all the way out to the end of my tail. I paced a few steps away from him. Well, I must say this takes my breath away, Drover. To be honest, I'd never even considered such a possibility.
Yeah, me neither, but now I'm beginning to wonder.
There was a long moment of silence as each of us grappled with this grappling dilemma. Was it possible? Could it be? My gaze drifted around ranch headquarters and came to rest on Pete. He was perched on top of the gatepost. He seemed to be watching us and listening. He smirked and waved a paw at me. A thought began to take shape in the back of my mind.
Wait, hold everything. I'm beginning to see light at the end of the turnip.
It's not us, Drover. It's Pete. I marched over to Drover's side.
Don't you get it? He's the cause of this.
He is?
Yes, of course.
I began pacing again.
How could I have been so blind? He's been setting us up, Drover, using us, manipulating us, putting us into awkward situations that cause us to babble and talk nonsense.
You mean?
Yes. He's been using catish schemes and dirty tricks. First the phony escort service, and now this crazy story about him living in the deep freeze and talking on the telephone. Where do you suppose it's all been coming from?
Well, I think you...
It came from Pete. He planted that story about the deep freeze, hoping it would throw us off balance. And you know what? It almost worked.
I whirled around.
But we exposed him just in time, and now we're ready to strike back. I've had it up to here, Drover.
You have?
Yes. Here, listen to this song.
Right there, before his very ears, I performed a song.